Well, we've got some interesting weather possibly or possibly not coming up. It all depends on how crazy the charts get, and they're pretty crazy. Pat, good morning.
And good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. And you are so right with that. You know, I have been in this field, as you know, a long, long time. I don't ever remember seeing the models this crazy.
Now, I have to break in here. I've got a friend in New York City who runs a small weather service, okay? And it's funny, his forecasts and what he says are eerily accurate to what you say. And all day yesterday, he was posting on the internet. He's never seen maps change like this so crazy. And he just has no faith in these maps at all. And as a matter of fact, he said he probably won't have faith until later on this afternoon, and maybe not even then.
He's absolutely right. Just to give you an example, overnight, one of the computer models that we base a lot on, as you well know, is the GFS, the American GFS model. It goes out through 385 hours, okay? That model is giving us less than an inch of snow. And the last two runs, it did the same. Okay, let's jump over to the Euro model. That is giving us between 4 and 10 inches of snow. Let's jump over to the Canadian model, 14 to 20 inches of snow. And then lastly, we have the NAM, the North American model. It's similar to the GFS. It's not as intricate. It's more what we call a convective model. It's only available out through 84 hours, which covers this event. So earlier this morning, overnight, when I got up early, it gave us 5 inches of snow. And I said, well, it's plausible. That's kind of what I'm thinking. And then shortly before, it updated and gave us 19 inches. From 5 to 19 inches. It's all a matter of how quick the storm intensifies, how quick it moves, and where it moves. At this point right now, Marshall, I am telling you that snow will begin very, very late Friday night, Saturday morning. We'll be with us Saturday with wind, and I'm thinking along the lines of 6 inches or more. I wish I could tell you what the or more is, but until we see the models come together, I can't put a lid on that. But 6 inches or more is within reason, and everybody should get prepared for impacts from this storm on Saturday.
Yeah, it's you know, it's really strange when, like I said, this guy is a really nice guy in New York, and he put this together. He's a retired meteorologist, and he put this together just for his friends on Facebook. But Pat, almost everything he says with every storm matches with what you say. And he was just, he said that as a matter of fact, he stopped even quoting the models late last night and said, really, we'll have to wait till the afternoon runs come in. And we might not even know the answer then. So, you know, we're going to do the old New England tradition here, which is prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
That's it. That's exactly what I told everybody. That's what you have to do. You know, we're saying 6 inches or more, prepare for the or more and hope for the best, because up until then, there's not a problem. And Sunday, I mean, the sun will be out. It'll be brisk. It'll be cold in the 20s, but it's after the effect. So you're looking at, you know, if you look at anywhere from 6 a.m. Saturday to 6 p.m. Saturday night, that is going to be the time period that we have to watch for, Marshall.
Now, when this storm goes by eventually, are we going to keep the basic weather pattern we've been in?
It's going to change next week, just in time for February. It's going to get milder, and we're probably going to wind up with more liquid than snow sometime late next week. But then after that, it's going to get colder again. So there will be a little bit of a milding trend and a change in the pattern. You know what? Let's change the pattern, because this has really been ridiculous.
Well, I mean, you had predicted this at the beginning of the winter, and then you also noticed right off the bat that the maps ever since this winter began just have been totally unreliable.
Yeah, definitely. I've never seen them so bad. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's just the weather itself and the patterns itself or whatever the case is. It's making it very, very difficult for forecasters.
Well, let's take a look at the immediate forecast and go through that right now.
So we have sunshine, mid and upper 20s today. Clouds tonight, low 20s, not too bad. Some late snow showers Friday with a front, low 30s. Then wind and snow, about 20 for Saturday. So it's a dry, fluffy snow. And then Sunday with brisk winds in the mid 20s on Sunday.
Now explain what the difference between a dry, fluffy snow and a wet snow is for people, and how that also affects accumulations.
Right. Well, wet snow is obviously heavy to shovel, and it gets compounded down, where fluffy snow is very, very light and obviously fluffs up. Normally, you get 10 inches of snow to 1 inch of liquid. With a dry snow, it could be 15 to 20 inches of snow to 1 inch of liquid, and that plays into this storm.
I was going to say that plays into all the confusion.
Thank you.
Has your phone been ringing off the hook?
It's been ringing off the hook. I got up real early. I got up 2 a.m. instead of 3:15, and I'm still not caught up.
It's absolutely amazing. It really is. Of course, we've got one more day to nail this down, and that'll be tomorrow morning. And I do believe, because my voice feels a lot stronger, but I was going to have too long of a day today if I went in today, and then I bet the doctor's appointment. It was going to be too long of a day, so the doctor said, just come to the appointment. Work from your home studio tomorrow, and I'll see you, and then we'll clear you to come into work on Friday. So tomorrow will be a big morning, Pat. Obviously, you'll have to get up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
You probably won't even sleep, but you sound great. I wish you continued improvement, and I'm going to look forward to talking with you tomorrow morning and seeing how this thing pans out.
All right, Pat. Have a great day, and try to relax.
I will. You do the same.
Take
Bye,
care,
Marshall.
Pat. Bye-bye. Pat Pagano with the Weather Center this morning here on Rock.